There's been another deadly church attack, this time in Kenya. A fire shuts a ministry down, and floods are worse in India than first thought. There's more about these stories and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Mass gunmen coordinated deadly attacks on two churches in the town of Garissa, Kenya, on Sunday. They tossed grenades into the buildings and then shot those trying to escape. At last report, there are around 18 dead and 60 wounded. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"This is a region of Kenya that is exposed to a huge refugee population from Somalia. And we know throughout those refugee camps, radical Islam in the form of al-Shabaab and terrorism have been permeating those camps."
One of the churches was a Catholic church, the other an Africa Inland church. They're soft targets for extremists. At first blush, the reaction to these attacks seems to be fear, but then
the impact as a result is that those Christians that are remaining there, and we just continue to pray for peace in the region, that they become those agents of peace, that they become those agents of hope.
Victims face a humanly impossible task.
Now, real Christians have the opportunity to express love to those that would be their enemies, and that is the most powerful witness for the gospel.
Meanwhile, fire closed Sammy Tippett Ministries in Texas. The fire hit late Friday night. Today, he says,
"The police have everything cordoned off, and they've got police patrols there day and night, 24 hours, and no one can get in, including the tenants. We cannot get into the building. There is an ongoing investigation."
The initial damage assessment comes from smoke damage, but nobody knows how long it'll be before they can actually get back into their offices and look at the equipment. They're insured, so they're down, but not out.
"I've been doing this long enough. God is our provider. I know He's going to provide, but it's just a time where your faith is tested, and we've got to just remain faithful. We're going to keep doing what God's called us to do. We're going to keep bringing the gospel, training leaders."
The team is still going to Uganda next month. In the meantime, pray wisdom and unity for them.
"We don't have a place to meet. We don't have anything. We need God's wisdom into even knowing how to get together."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding conditions in India's Assam state are worse than Gospel for Asia originally thought. In the initial report last week, only 12 GFA-supported churches and Bridge of Hope centers had been hit by the monsoon floods. Now, that number's up to 58, potentially leaving 1,000 believers without churches and 716 kids without school. Hundreds of people have died. Many more are ill. As the funds come in, GFA can deliver aid in Christ's name. Next, God can do a lot in 10 years. Just think about where God's brought you since 2002. Every Child Ministries has been thinking about that a lot as they celebrate 10 years with Haven of Hope in Ghana. Lorella Rouster says the focus of Haven of Hope is the same.
"It is a home where Christians take in kids who don't have a home and share a home together with them and try to help those children regain their lives, and of course, that can only be done through the power of Jesus."
They've expanded to include a school and are now reaching over 250 kids. Over the weekend, staff and kids got together to rejoice over all that the Lord has done to reach kids without homes.
"We had a big celebration with lots of traditional drumming and dancing and good food and Bible recitations by the children and singing, speeches by public officials. It was really a great time."
And today marks the final day of the On Eagle's Wings Warrior Leadership Summit. The annual six-day summit with Ron Hutchcraft offers hundreds of Native American kids the chance to leave lives of drugs, depression, and alcohol. About one in six people attending gave their hearts to Christ on the second day. Others were spontaneously baptized the next. So pray for the Lord to break the last chains of enslaved hearts today. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. Now, the book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as a few other questions. You can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.